Welcome to the Daily Energize podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.
Hey Energizer, welcome to this episode of the Daily Energize. It is I, as always, your host, Spencer Jones, the Prince of Positivity, joining you, and I'm so, as always, incredibly grateful for you being here. Just the fact that you are listening to the Daily Energize, that you are part of our Energizer family, it's freaking empowering, and I'm so, so grateful for you. If you could do me a favor and share this podcast out with one person, another person that you haven't shared it out with yet, just say, hey, I got this really cool podcast I think you'd like, and share it with them. And hopefully, they'll start listening and we can help impact, positively impact, their life. So thank you for sharing it out, and thank you for being part of our family. Today's episode, well, it's about something that we struggle with at times. I've struggled with a lot at times. And that is forgiveness. Forgiving other people and forgiving ourselves. Whoo, man, right? Let's just go deep. Let's just get into it, because it's difficult. It's hard to forgive myself, forgive other people. Let's start with other people. To forgive others for the stuff they have done to me, for the actions they took, the words that they said, the intentions behind it, malicious or not, that, man, I was really good. I was really good at holding grudges. For holding a grudge against a person and just being like, nope, oh, you did this, and I'm just going to hold on to that, and I'm going to hold that against you for as long as possible. But what does that do? What does that really do for us? I mean, it affects the relationship, the friendship, or whatever that relationship is with that person. It negatively impacts it, and it doesn't help them show their, or allow us to see their true lights and intentions. Now, maybe we recognize and you could see a pattern of, oh, okay, well, they want to hurt us. They want to be rude and cruel and bring us down. Okay, cool. We could see that and we can let it and work to distance ourselves from that person. But if we could forgive them, we could say those words to them, and maybe they'll feel some reprieve. But the majority of the time, for those types of things, for someone being rude and angry or something like that towards you, they don't care. They might recognize it, and might make them feel better if you forgive them. But really, forgiveness is not about the other person. It's about you. Because you are giving them that power over your energy. You're saying, all right, here, take up my energy. Let me keep bringing me down. Even though you're not saying those things anymore, the fact that I'm holding it, that I'm holding that grudge, that resentment, that anger towards you, that I'm not forgiving you, means that I'm giving you that power over me to control me and my energy levels. And you don't have to do a dang thing about it. I just have to think about you. And boom, you affected my energy. So when we forgive, we release that control. We release their control, I should say, of it, and take it back. We take back the ownership of that power so that they, unknowingly to them, can control it and can control us. Now, forgiving yourself, on the other hand, I'm not sure about you, but I struggle with that. I've made some really big mistakes in my life. I've made small mistakes and massive mistakes. Some of those were easy to forgive myself for, easier to forgive myself for. And, I mean, I was raised with a lot of guilt in my life, so I'm really good at beating myself up, really good at it. And I've had to work to allow myself to release it, let it go, and forgive myself. One of the ways I have been able to do that really well is to remind myself, hey, I'm human. Humans make mistakes. That's how we learn and grow. I'm human. So give yourself some love, some acceptance, let's learn and grow from it, and then let's release it. And for a lot of them, especially the smaller ones, just saying that, working through that, and releasing that guilt, the shame, the things that are holding me down, just thinking of those things helps me do that. However, there's some bigger ones where I need to do that multiple times. Multiple times, sometimes for years for the really big ones. And I work at releasing it and forgiving myself. And for some of the biggest mistakes of my life, I've finally gotten to the point where I've felt that forgiveness. And it's not there all the time. It's there for a couple moments, and it's getting longer and more frequent. And you know what? That's okay. That's progress. But I'm working to forgive myself. So for you in your life, stop letting other people have that power over you. Forgive them. And if, you know, they hurt you, maybe intentionally or unintentionally, and you're able to tell them that you forgive them, great. Awesome. It might be able to help them. But if you can't, that's okay too. Maybe they're no longer in your life for whatever reason. That's okay. Remember, forgiveness is not about them, it's about you. And forgiving yourself vanquishes that past situation from having control over your energy. Because man, if I think back to those mistakes and those different things, it would drain me instantly. And I would just start this negative spiral downward. But if I forgive myself, then all of a sudden that has no power over me. And I forgive and release that situation, especially if I grab lessons from it. Then it becomes empowering and energizing. And that's incredible. So today, and every day, I hope you work to forgive yourself, forgive others, and continue to shine your beautiful light with the world. Let's keep raising our vibration and shining bright. All right, that's all I got for today. Thank you for being here, joining me, keeping you and shining. Until next time, I will catch you later.
Welcome to the Daily Energize Podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.